Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. And these are the words of the Lord God Almighty to our patriarch Abraham. He says, then the Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your kindred, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Wow. He was saying, leave your family and go to the land that I will show you. My dear brothers and sisters, I like what one author wrote. He said, would you want the kind of children you have to tell their whole lives, wear these clothes, take these classes, go to that school, apply for this job, marry that person, purchase this house, and you always have them do exactly what you tell them as long as they live? And the answer is no. Why? Because your main goal is that they become people of great character and judgment. The only way for them to do that is to make lots and lots of decisions. And of course, that means they'll make a lot of wrong decisions too. And that becomes a primary way they learn. Very often, God's will for you will be, I want you to decide, my son, my daughter. Because decision making is an indispensable part of character formation. God is primarily in the character forming business, not the circumstance shaping business, right? Abraham did not say, Lord, exactly where are you taking me? How is the economy there? What are the job market and the housing market like? Do they have good medical facilities and schools? The Bible actually says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Hallelujah. Abraham decided to follow God and trust God with everything else, and he came out on top. God does not promise to give us details, my dear brothers and sisters, but he promises us to give us wisdom to them, those who ask. And I like what James writes in the book of James chapter 1 verse 5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Hallelujah. So the question is, why does God do it this way? Because decision making is character building. I repeat, decision making is character building. Amen. So learn to make decisions. Teach your children to make decisions. And teach them how to make wise decisions, because that's what God desires his children to operate with, the wisdom that God gives them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for being graciously adding yet another day in our lives. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you that you never fail. We thank you that your word is truth. We thank you that, Lord, we can depend on you for our future. Lord, we can trust in you and we can obey you blindly. Because when we hear your voice and you take us to a land that is not our own, then we only simply and surely trust in your call. I pray, give us that grace to keep trusting and believing in your call over our lives for the glory of your name, that we will possess the land that you are giving us in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what I pray, and that's what I ask of you, Father. Lord, today I lift up your church, your people, into your most holy hands. They are precious to you. They are bought by your blood. They are filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you'll perfect everything according to your will and purpose in their lives. And I pray the Lord that as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, honor them, appreciate them, O Father. Keep them from any and every appearance of evil. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind, O Father. I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.